News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There was a time when career was a defining life feature, when people would dream of they might become something more than they are. But now, almost half of workers say a job is just about the money. Employee satisfaction is at an all-time low. Just talk about Shane Coleman reading the wrong intro at 7 o'clock this morning.
Thanks for
welcome. Is the whole idea of a dream job dead and buried? Sarah Madden reports.
A person's 20s and 30s used to be marked by ambition, working hard to climb the ladder and define a successful career. But in the last 5 years, things have shifted. Burnout is a buzzword, and lazy girl jobs have replaced teeth-cutting positions. So why has professional aspiration fallen by the wayside, and has the whole notion of a dream job been discarded as myth?
What's really healthy in terms of what we've seen in the last few years is that pre-pandemic, a lot of people's identity was rooted in their jobs.
Claire Hyland is head of the Youth Lab at Thinkhouse.
What you have now is young people that were sold almost this ideal of you work hard and you get the reward, and that award typically being wealth, and with that the ability to buy into a home. And in a housing crisis landscape that we find ourselves here in Ireland now, young people have realised, well, what's the point? So there's a real sense of disillusionment, as in, if I work really, really hard, where is the value exchange? So I think what we're seeing now is more a realistic take in terms of work.
I suppose, like, on social media, when the tech boom was all a buzz, there were people on TikTok who would just document their day working in tech. We all got to see this, we all got to aspire, and I was like, oh, it would be amazing to be this one day. And then suddenly the videos came in, come to work with me to get laid off. And you'd end up watching these TikToks of people's lives just kind of crumble in front of you.
Kieran Fogarty is a 25-year-old insights and strategy executive.
That's really reshaping what the dream is. Maybe it's just stability. Maybe it's just a 9-to-5. Maybe I want to clock in. Maybe I want to clock out. What youth are really looking for is, here's my 9-to-5, but this 9-to-5 affords me the privilege of living this 5-to-9. So that's the true benefit of work for young people. It's just giving people freedom and you're able to pursue your own passions.
It's not just career starters rethinking the job market. In what's been called the Great Resignation 2.0, many high flyers are abandoning the idea of the dream job too.
I have always wanted to work for the UN since I was 11, 12 years old. I was very much one of those like problematic white girls who wanted to save the world, quote unquote.
When Holly Hughes was 27 and offered her dream role with the UN Environment Programme, she jumped at it.
The actual day-to-day of the role did not align with what the job title seemed to promise. It meant sacrificing the happiness of my present self, and that just wasn't a sacrifice I was willing to make.
So what did you decide to do then, Holly?
I decided I wanted to be a waitress. I booked a one-way ticket to Australia. It was the perfect place to learn to disentangle myself from this hustle culture and from this idea of constantly needing to prove yourself and prove your worthiness and value as a person through what you do.
Millennials have been called the burnout generation. In fact, according to Deloitte, 1 in 4 millennials left their job in 2022 because of it.
Performance reviews, they're geared towards overworking. Like, you get a rating. At Meta, the rating was meets most, meets all, exceeds, greatly exceeds, and redefines. And of course, everyone would like a redefines. But that means overworking. Why is meets all not enough? Why are there 2 levels above meets all?
After burning out of her successful career in tech, Rosanna Irwin created Samsu, a growing suite of digital detox cabins just an hour from cities like Dublin.
I guess Samsu tries to be the antithesis for the workaholic. I think our generation is the first generation that has actually never been able to switch off. If you think that a workday should be 10 hours, if we were able to just work for those 10 hours and then forget about work, that would be fine. But our problem is that we have this device that's glued to us 24 hours a day that we are scrolling on from the moment we wake up until the moment we go asleep. We've been 90% occupied since we've opened 9 months ago. We're booked out for weekends until almost September, and we have waitlists of people wanting to come. So there's a huge demand of people that are obviously addicted to their devices and want a way to get away.
Sarah Madden reporting there for Newstalk. Dream job, Shane. Have you ever had your dream job? Is this your dream job?
It is, yeah. I mean, my dream job would have been to play for Juventus in Ireland, but that was never going to happen, unfortunately.
So. I mean, you came close with Juventus. But just
injuries at the wrong time, Jonathan.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On Newstalk.